Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something a bit different, really diving into the messy, unfiltered world of an internet forum thread.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, polished or academic.
Not at all. This is raw digital conversation. It started in a community around the webcomic Homestuck, but wow, it goes everywhere. Internet culture, games, even like philosophy.
And our mission really is to wade through that chaos, see what insights we can pull out. We want to understand these really intense online groups, what they create, how they critique.
Critiques are definitely
Oh,
there.
yeah. And it's amazing. Even in places like this, you find these really rich examples of human interaction, creativity, and yeah, sometimes conflict. It's all there.
Okay, so speaking of creativity and maybe a bit of conflict, let's kick off with Epic Universe. This online web series seems to pop up a lot in the source.
It really does. The opinions are strong, like
Yeah.
really strong.
Yeah, you see stuff like he hates Epic Universe
Yeah.
right next to someone saying, oh, I remember when Epic Universe used to be good. That kind of nostalgic take.
Exactly. That contrast is interesting. It shows real passion, right?
Yeah.
And it gets specific. They talk about characters, moments.
Like who? What stands out?
Well, there's Xeon. People seem to love Xeon. Called the best fusion ever, repeatedly.
Okay.
And there's this one scene, Zeno punched Zamo, sometimes a gold and legendary. That level of detail,
Yeah.
They even mentioned Xeon's sprite being free for fan use.
So fans can actually use the assets. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and encourages that participation. Then you have other characters like Viaton and 75. They're tagged as well-known villains, apparently trending on some fan wiki.
A fan wiki. Okay, so the community is building its own lore around it.
Totally. And you get these interpretations, like the claim that Viaton was originally based off President Trump.
Whoa, okay, that's specific.
Right. And then there are these like visual quirks people notice. A character called Awesome Face, who loses his hat when he transforms. People wonder why.
The important questions.
And suggestions for new characters. Someone proposed an LGBT character, maybe named Gay-Gee or Gay-Yee. It shows fans thinking about representation, wanting to expand the world. Plus, there's talk about spin-offs, Epic World, Epic Universe, Next Generations, the Stick World series. Lots of anticipation for new stuff.
It sounds like they're really, really invested. I mean, down to the nitty-gritty of character design and future plot lines. What does that tell us about how fans engage online today?
Well, I think it shows that being a fan isn't passive anymore, right? Especially online. It's participatory, they feel ownership, they want to contribute, debate, even predict. The line between creator and audience gets really blurry.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's shift gears a bit back to the origin point of this forum's community, Homestuck, and its creator, Andrew Hussey, or as the thread often calls him, who.
Right.
There's this line in the thread that kind of guides us. Be better than hooey, know where to put your dialogue bubbles. Ouch.
Yeah, that sets the tone, doesn't it? It points straight to the criticism. A big one seems to be this idea that Hussey never fully committed to anything, always kept that plausible deniability.
And that frustrated people.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time frustration, which might feed into that really provocative claim someone made.
The one about him hating the fandom.
Yeah, that Hussey wanted to make the fandom suffer and fight because he hates it. Now, that's extreme, obviously, but it shows a perception of real antagonism there.
Wow. And this ties into comparisons with other creators too, right? Like Toby Fox.
Toby Fox, creator of Undertale, Deltarune. There's this whole debate in the thread comparing their, quote, work ethic, their success. Are they authorial works or just mass appeal?
So Hussey versus Fox, what's the gist of the argument?
Well, some argue Hussey maybe didn't have a clear vision, that he was filling it in with shit from other people. Whereas Toby Fox, even though his games take a long time, the embarrassing length to completion, his work is seen as this huge achievement.
Like, wow, one guy made all this.
Exactly. That kind of awe. But even then, there's metadrama, like Deltarune apparently getting banned from some forum board for being off topic.
Seriously, a game discussion banned for being off topic.
Yeah, it just shows how these online communities can get consumed by their own rules and meta discussions,
It's layers upon layers. Amidst all that, though, someone kind of boils down the moral lesson of Homestuck, too. Jokingly, maybe?
Oh, you mean the stop caring about everything and have gay sex line?
That's the one. It's pretty blunt. How does that kind of snarky summary fit with how they talk about the actual characters?
Well, it's maybe less snarky and more a kind of shorthand for a certain interpretation, because they do get deep into the characters. It shows they do care, right? Even if they're being critical or playful.
Okay, like who comes up?
Rose Lawn is a big one. They talk about fan interpretations like Nazi Rose, Braces Rose, Tennis Rose. These aren't literal, obviously.
Right, they're like fan archetypes or phases.
Sort of, yeah. Ways fans categorize her journey or debate shifts in her character based on, you know, clues or theories. It gets really specific, sometimes controversial.
And others.
Dave Strider gets a mention. Something about him paying for his sister's bathwater.
Okay, definitely sounds like outlandish fan theory territory.
Oh, yeah. And Carcat. He's called cute and pettable.
Oh.
But then there's this really weird, kind of crude speculation about his future using very specific internet slang.
Which other users shut down?
Yeah, pretty quickly. Yep. Big Counter suggests he's maybe more like Solid Snake, you know, drizzled video game guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or just chilling, like, cuddled on the couch with Dave's beer gut.
Uh-huh. Okay, so a more grounded take versus wild speculation.
Exactly. It shows the push and pull within the fandom itself. How theories clash, how people engage in wildly different ways.
So it really gets at that core tension, doesn't it? Loving the work, but maybe critiquing the creator or how it all unfolded. What does this all suggest about, like, artistic integrity versus fan power online?
I think what it really highlights is that artistic integrity today, especially for ongoing digital works, isn't just about the creator's intent anymore. The fans, through all this discussion, interpretation, critique, they create this parallel narrative. It's alive, constantly reevaluating the original work. Fan influence is a real force.
That's a really interesting way to put it, a parallel living narrative. Okay, let's zoom out a bit now. Look at the wider online discourse in this thread beyond just Homestuck or Epic Universe. There's a lot of other cultural stuff floating around.
Oh, absolutely. It's a real grab bag. You see tons of fan-generated content, meta-commentary. For example, there's this whole detailed, kind of hilarious section, what your favorite Super Mario 64 level says about you.
Oh, really?
Like if you pick Cool Cool Mountain, it says, you're a menace. You steal penguins from their mama and throw them off a cliff.
Okay, that's pretty funny. Just finding creative ways to personalize shared stuff.
Exactly. It's playful interpretation. And then you get into more serious debates, too, like about authorship.
Like with Evangelion. He mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, the discussion around Shinji Anno. Is he this lone auteur? Or was it more collaborative?
Yeah.
The thread points out, you know, Anno made key decisions, sure, but lots of staff shaped it.
Right. The reality of production versus the myth.
Precisely. And they debate the symbolism, too. Was the Christian imagery meaningful or just like cool aesthetics Anno plundered because he didn't have reverence for it? It shows how differently people analyze intent versus what ends up on screen.
And the forum itself has its own culture, right? Little quirks.
Definitely. Things like people constantly saying refresher page, discussions about moderators, like this Potret Davis figure. Is he young? Is he old? People speculate he could be a peen or literally in his 50s.
So inside jokes and community dynamics.
Yeah, and that sarcastic banter, like constantly repeating we live in a society. It's very self-referential. They're aware of themselves as a community.
Okay. And then there's that section on League of Legends, which sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, that part is, well, it's definitely a perspective from the source material. It's someone laying out in detail their conclusions about female players based on champion choices.
And it sounds like it makes some broad generalizations.
Oh, very broad.
Yeah.
And highly explicit, controversial generalizations about skill, aggression, how they understand the game. It's presented very confidently based on thousands of hours of experience.
Okay. So important for listeners to know, this is one user's subjective, pretty biased take from within that forum thread. We're just noting its presence.
Exactly. We're not endorsing it at all. But it's a stark example of the kind of strong, polarizing, and maybe unverified opinions you can find presented as fact in these online spaces. It's part of the ecosystem we're looking at.
Right.
Hmm. Okay. So stepping back from all these specifics, what strikes you most about just the sheer variety here? Game mechanics, social commentary, fan fiction, creator critiques all tangled together. How do these spaces even shape culture?
Well, what's really striking is how even these fragmented informal chats, like on a forum, give us such a window into subcultures, right? Into how media gets made, remade, debated.
Yeah.
These conversations, however chaotic they seem, they really reflect basic human stuff. Wanting to connect, wanting to create things, wanting to argue and critique. It's all happening there, just online.
Absolutely. We've definitely seen that today. The passionate worlds around Epic Universe and Homestuck.
Yeah.
The way creators get endlessly reevaluated. And
yeah.
Just the weird, wonderful, sometimes uncomfortable ways online talk happens.
Yeah.
This deep dive into just one thread, it really shows how these niche online communities are deep down incredibly human places. They reflect the good and the bad of how we talk to each other digitally now.
Couldn't agree more. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. In this digital world where basically any online chat can become a source like this, how do we even start to separate useful insights from just thought noise? And what kind of responsibility do creators and, well, all of us as consumers have in shaping these public conversations, especially when those lines between who's creating and who's consuming are getting blurrier all the time? Something to think about.